Hey! Woo!
Alright, so.
Take it away, Robert.
Yeah! Alright, well, let's get started.
Alright, Robert, why don't you tell them what time it is?
And what's going on?
Yeah, and what we're doing.
It is dark outside, so that means nighttime.
Use the clock.
We're interrupting me.
There's a clock right behind you.
I'm not looking that direction, all right? I'm going to
look this direction, though, is the thing.
Anyway, we were having a good time until Tim starts speaking. Right? But anyway, take it away, everybody.
Okay, so, all right. So the gist is it's 2:30 and
nah, it's 2:44 now.
2:44 now. It's been a few hours since we did our second podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And in that time, we were very productive with drinking.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Yeah, we were real productive, man.
We thought it would be only fair to you guys, the listeners, to let you guys see this part of our trip as well. Because this is a part of the trip.
It's very important.
We're trying to document all the things we experience, and this is one of the things we're experiencing.
See, what was interesting is now that we are drunk and we got to go outside on this beautiful porch, which if you go to a certain part of the porch, you can see the stars like crazy.
It is incredible.
We don't get to see stars, and it's just incredible to be able to see so many and just like it's like dust. It's great.
It's like just thousands of stars at once, whereas in Chicago we can see, I don't know, maybe like 17 stars, maybe.
Yeah. But now that we're drunk, the stars got us thinking.
Yeah.
Robert, what do you think? What do you think the universe means, man?
Whatever I want it to.
Okay, that's sort of fair.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
We were kind of talking about that.
What we also talked about, we got into that conversation, and let us know if you've had this conversation too. It's the
Where would they let us know, Tins?
I'm sorry?
Where would they let us know if they've had this conversation before that Keith's about to talk about?
Oh, I guess they could email info@octavarius.com. That's octavarius.com.
Sweet, that's out of the way.
Yeah. So you could let us know if you feel this. And I know this is a very conceited thought to have. But I've had it. Tins has had it, and LP has had it independently, and maybe some more people out there have. And it's that thought that crosses your mind where you think, you know what? What if I'm the only thing that's actually real?
In the universe.
In the universe. And everything that I've seen, perceived, understood, and experienced, that's it. It's only what I've seen and experienced. That's all there is. I'm manufacturing all this in my head, and this is only existent for me. Like, I'm the only real thing in this hologram dream of a world where everything works for me.
So you're saying it's like even your own body isn't real. It's just your
conscience.
Pretty
much, yeah. It's your conscience telling you what you feel.
The question being, though, why are you made aware of that in the first place? Like, what is the reason for you and your projections of life existing?
Right. Well, it's because I'm the only thing that exists, and that's what existing things do. Maybe.
They wonder why they exist.
Yeah. They wonder why they exist, and maybe they just project a dream thing. And if your existence is dreams, and you have dreams, and you can admit that those are weird conscious things you don't quite understand, what if this is just a big old dream? And this is something you don't quite understand, and you're actually just some fucking giant bunny in some tree planet.
But then
it's not even a planet, but it's actually some sort of form of energy we don't even understand.
But, and here's the other thing, is to counter that, if, like, let's say, for instance, it's our consciousness that's projecting the world upon us. Now, in a perfect world for Tins, he would just be surrounded by dicks.
Oh, come on now. We're going this route at 2:45 in the morning.
Yeah,
it's
funny.
Dicks for a living.
For a living, we established.
That's not entirely true. Okay.
For those of you who are aware or unaware, I'll let you know. Robert has a game where he hates people at a time, and he hated Tins for a while, then he hated Mark, then
he hated
Bogue,
too, right?
He hated Bogue before
very briefly,
Tins,
yeah.
Very briefly.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really official. It just sort of seemed like he hated Bogue. And then it became official for Tins and Mark and Makula. And now it's back to Tins. And a surprise series finale twist. Robert hates Tins again.
Yeah.
And that because when Robert hates you, he says that you eat dicks or you have a bag of balls or some some bullshit. And Tins eats a big old bowl of dicks or eats dicks, loves dicks, has dicks, all sorts of things about dicks.
Has dicks?
Specifically yeah. dicks.
Well, has dicks.
Not
like
boners, not cocks, dicks. Dicks is the word.
I got piss.
Yeah.
All right, see you later, Robert.
You know them dicks, man.
Yeah. And
hey,
that's,
you can go in the human bathroom this time if you want.
No, just let him just go outside.
I'm afraid Robert's dicks might creep up on
me. God, I hope that was captured.
Probably not.
Robert's so, been pissing on the outside world for
so
a long time.
LP and I have joined in on this game of hating on Tins.
Yeah,
it's pretty
but,
fun. Maybe
yeah,
Robert's on or something.
It's pretty fun, everybody. It's pretty cool for everyone.
But so Tins. Far into the night, it's been so far very stellar.
Yeah, it's been fun
day.
Yeah, it's been just fantastic.
It's been a really long day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up, 20 hours ago.
Yeah. And then
we didn't
mention this before, but we had a little glitch in our plan because after I got off of work, I got off around 3:30, and I decided it would be smarter for me to stay up all night as opposed to going to sleep before I had to wake up early. So in doing that, I ended up falling asleep for like the 30 minutes I was supposed to be up for. And I ended up being real late.
Yeah. That was funny. I called so many people to get a hold of LP. It was so out of luck.
God, we must have given you like 13 missed calls.
You had a lot of missed calls from me.
I just kept calling.
I'm like, yeah. I'm just going to keep calling until it rings or something.
So I was kind of worried we would have to give you that message like 3 hours later on your phone saying, "Hey, dude. We went to Tennessee. Sorry you couldn't come.
What happened to you? We had to go, dude.
Yeah.
It was 10.
You knocked on my window, right? That's the last thing I remember? Okay.
Is that how you got us to tell
you? I sprung up from the bed, like, whoop, I'm doing something not right.
I just knocked on it and said, ALB. I was knocked. And eventually you sort of, like, peeked through the thing. And what's funny, though, is I rang that goddamn hamburger phone three times,
which
and Gustelvi and Nick were awake.
The hamburger phone was
nobody
the
answered the door buzzer.
Hamburger phone is their door buzzer. When you buzz to be let in, a telephone rings. They have to answer it. But their telephone is in the shape of a hamburger. So
hamburger phone. And we have to answer it.
Hamburger phone.
Hamburger phone.
And I called
and you didn't
twice,
get
or maybe even I think three times actually, and nobody answered. I'm like, I know there's people there. I know Gustelvi has work. I know Makula's got work or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what Makula does. Someone answer the goddamn door phone.
What does he do?
I don't know.
He works for like an apartment finding company or something like that.
Some bullshit. Yeah, and I knocked on your window and you sort of peeked through the thing and you were like very confused.
Yeah.
I could tell you didn't really sleep a normal amount. You were very confused
when I
came downstairs.
No.
You haven't had much sleep either then.
No. I probably got
Did you nap back in the car
minutes.
At all?
I had like a nice little 20-minute nap.
I noticed you sort of.
I did too.
Yeah.
Really, we're all on very little sleep, as it turns out.
I got the least. Because
I was up late.
I was up late, too.
I only got like 4 hours.
I got about 4 hours.
I was up for a day.
That's not a good thing, Robert.
He's bragging about it, too. Mm-hmm.
It's all right. He's going to sleep for like 36 hours.
Doubt
no.
it.
Like That'd be four. Funny if you just slept till Friday.
If we just did things all tomorrow. And he woke up on Friday, like, ready to go. And he's like,
Robert just caught up on 4 months of sleep.
Robert, we already went to Nashville.
That's all
right. We went last night. We're not going back.
We're recording a new podcast already. At home. It's tomorrow, dude.
Tomorrow.
Well, I think that about wraps up.
Yeah, that about wraps up.
Yeah, we just wanted to check
podcast.
In with you guys because
we know you listen.
We said we'd let you be here for every big thing that happened. So there you go, dudes.
Boom.
This podcast, by the way, has been brought to you by Pop
Dicks.
Chips. One,
you
two,
like
three.
Old dicks.
Pop chips.
And
put it
dicks.
In your mouth. Like
you
a dick.
Suck on dicks.
Pop chips.
Dicks.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right, say bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.